این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. The topic of this part is a strive to strengthen spirituality and repress carnality. We see everything in ourselves to be superior to others. If that same subject is present in others, he sees it small, while if it is present in him, he sees it big. We disregard our own flaws, while regard the minor flaws of others to be big. These are the same essence, the divine nature that we have diverted it on the wrong path.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio Well, on the subject of consequences of sins Imam Khomeini رحمة الله عليه said Beware, lest love of the world and love of the self gradually increase within you to the point that Satan is able to take away your faith It is said that all of the efforts of Satan are for the sake of robbing faith All of his efforts and labors, night and day, are for the sake of taking away the faith of men. You know, this statement of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh concerns about the love of this world and how can the Satan lead into our corruption. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, Be wary of committing sins. The reason of any misfortune, shortage in earning, or even a scratch, injury, or a wound is surely the commitment of a sin. This narration represents the fact that all the difficulties in this world stem from our sins. But the cursed Satan who is, in accordance to Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, seeking to distract us from the right path, takes on different forms, which all conform to what the lower soul desires. Some tricks of Satan are the beautification of ugly deeds. You know, Satan, by making ugly actions appear beautiful, effectively strips the otherwise inherent ugliness of a sin. This phenomenon can be witnessed in a person who rationalizes his wrong actions.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi
Another trick of the cursed Satan is false promises. You know, through false promises and unattainable hopes, Satan renders man heedless of the hereafter, death, and even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person becomes a slave to his desires and is prepared to go to any length to attain the attainable, even if it means sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last trick of Satan is fear. You know, Satan scares man with the thought of the future, compelling him to accumulate wealth, flee from jihad, and aid the unjust. There are the strategies that Satan employs to lead us into hell and darkness. May Allah help us not to be deceived by the tricks of the cursed Shaitan and follow the advices of his knowledgeable servants like Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. Thank you very much, dear listeners. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day, never.
إله